Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Andrew Marantz writes about a lot of heavy stuff for us. Politics, the regulation of hate speech on the internet, the rise of the far right in politics. And maybe because of all that, he's also something of an expert on comedy. He'd have to be. Recently, he got together with the comedian Pete Holmes, who created and starred in HBO series Crashing.
So I don't know if you can tell by my overall vibe, I am a friendly fellow. Kind of guy that likes to get to the airport a couple hours early, get a few white wines in me, and start telling old people they still got it. That's the kind of...
So I think I first saw Pete Holmes do stand-up like 10 or 12 years ago. And on a bill like that, he stood out. A, he's a big, tall guy. He has referred to himself as looking like a lesbian Val Kilmer. That's his description. But it wasn't just how he looked. He had this kind of wholesome, almost clean comedian vibe.
I don't feel like I belong in comedy. People going out, drinking slippery American cocktails, having sex after. I don't belong in the nightclub scene. Look at me. This face doesn't... How you doing? Fixed your taillight while you were sleeping. No charge. That's... I don't belong in a comedy club. I like to think that there are millions and millions of different universes, each slightly different from the last, and this universe, the one we're all in currently, is the only one where I'm not a youth pastor. Does that resonate with you? I shouldn't be on a fancy...
So Pete actually grew up very strongly evangelical, and he went to a Christian college. He had very strong faith for a lot of the early part of his life, and a lot of what he's written since is about losing that faith. He wrote a HBO show called Crashing that was about losing his faith. He has a book out now called Comedy Sex God that it's not alleging that he is a comedy sex god. It's about comedy, sex, and God. And, you know, this is an unusually earnest subject for a contemporary stand-up comedian. He remains really interested in not only Christianity, but mystical forms of Buddhism and Hinduism. He's now embraced this very kind of all-encompassing curiosity about all types of faith.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Sorry I'm late.
So he was in town recently promoting his book, and he was about to take a red eye back to LA where he lives, and so we decided to just meet up at JFK. There's no part of JFK that's devoted to comedy or sex, but there is actually a God part of JFK. There are these four chapels in Terminal 4, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, and Muslim, and just... You know, given his background, Pete was drawn right away to the Protestant one.
Oh, look, the Christ, the cross is an airplane.
Oh, yeah, on the outside, little humor. That's what we're known for. Okay. And then you'll notice the cross is Jesus was, because that's the Protestant thing.
Right.
The Catholics leave him up there, which the more I study, the more I'm like, I think that's right. It's like,
to
look
leave it
at
up.
The suffering.
Also, it would just be like too on the nose Twilight Zone to have Jesus strapped to the plane.
Giant plane-sized Jesus?
Yeah.
That sounds like something... There's like a bar in Japan called Giant Plane-sized Jesus.
Yeah,
I think we just disturbed that woman with our laughing.
Oh, no. All right, let's do the...
keep walking.
Yeah.
Keep walking.
Sorry. This is the Catholic one, Our Lady of the Skies.
Perfect for an airport.
And
let's go in.
Let's pop in, yeah. We're going very graven image.
Yeah.
This has got to be the most graven of all of them.
You just want to say graven.
No, I remember as a kid being like, I think the first commandment, well, it depends how you do the commandments, but either one or two is make no images of me. But I was like, I feel like people do that a lot.
Right. It's actually one of my favorite Alan Watts quotes. It sort of gets to the heart of that is, I don't want to call these idols, but whenever you have a carved image of God, whether it's Buddha or anybody, that is so easy to idolatrize?
I think, yeah, sure.
Make into an idol. But he says the far more dangerous idol are ideas. Not to get too serious right off the bat, but I do think that's what's gone wrong in religion, is a very ego-driven clan mentality. Mm-hmm. I joke in the book that it's like wearing a Patriots sweatshirt or something. You know you belong, and you know your beliefs are right.
Right.
And that gives you that sort of warm, cozy Super Bowl parade feeling. But that's not what it's about. What Alan Watts is saying is that it's about And inner transformation. And I feel like mystics from any tradition would agree with that.
I mean, actually, it's funny because you make a point in the book about not being into sports, but then you do a lot of
sports. I do a lot of sports. Because life is, it is a wonderful little microcosm of life. Because imagine a sport without a clock, that's just life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the sports comparison that I like most in the book, is that when a player who was on the Yankees comes back as a Red Sox, they cheer for him. And even as a kid, I felt something sort of magic, what I would now call third way awareness, both and awareness. Mm-hmm. That's Johnny Damon. He is a Yankee and he was a Red Sox player. So we're going to like step outside and appreciate that it's just a person playing a game.
So this is what I'm talking about. This stuff is just rattling around in his head all the time. Like, we see each other, we walk into the room. Within seconds, he is talking about Christian iconography. He's talking about, you know, the mystic Alan Watts and how a baseball game he went to as a kid is actually an allegory for spirituality. And even the spiritual ramifications of this body swap comedy called Little, like this movie poster that he sees outside his house.
Little. There's so many posters for this movie, Little. But I was like, wow, another body swap comedy. Well, why do we love body swap comedies? It's because even like the least spiritual person in the world deep down has an inkling that who they are is not their packaging,
right,
or what Jung would call, now we're getting real fancy, but you know, what he would call the false self. You're not where you're from. You're not your gender. You're not your country. You're not your likes or your dislikes. You're the thing that I see in my daughter, which is just luminous emptiness. It's just basic, pure awareness. And
so there are times, and Pete is self-aware about this, where this stuff verges on 3 in the morning dorm room kind of conjecture. I get that not everyone has unlimited tolerance for that, and I don't have unlimited tolerance for that. But I think with Pete, this is what he lives with all day. This is what he thinks about. This is what he meditates on. And so even if I wouldn't always end up where he ends up on some of these questions, I do think pursuing the questions is certainly worth doing.
And we can call that mystery God, but you lose so many people when you do. I'm just saying one of the main points of the book is that we woke up in a conundrum, and our love of certainty has made us have religious viewpoints, certainly, that are far too black and white and in or out and right or wrong. We sometimes lose the idea that, like, none of us know what's going on.
Well, so do you ever think, I mean,
in a beautiful
of
way.
Course.
I say that with deep respect to both sides. Sorry, we're doing an interview. We're going to leave.
That's
no,
okay.
No. You stay.
So, yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is what it's for.
This is a chapel.
Yeah.
You're welcome, of course. Is this the mosque, I guess?
Yeah.
Mini mosque?
It says Faith Hodge.
It's also closed.
Oh, that, yeah, I think just that door.
Oh, use the adjacent door. See, people can't even interpret signs on churches the same way.
Exactly.
I feel like we should keep moving.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we can loiter in front of the Protestant one.
Oh, and I feel like I could, like, go to sleep in the Jewish one. I feel like I could do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I don't feel chosen enough to go in here.
Oh, I got you. I can cover for you. Yeah.
Different feel.
Yeah. This is kind of a cool... This is more like Sephardic style, with the round thing in the middle.
Oh.
It's much less graven, right?
It's like less abstract. Graven, but to me, this is these symbols, because I wasn't raised with them, feel like they don't want me. No disrespect to my Catholic friends, but it feels a little bit more like I can say balls in here.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to.
As he goes on about this stuff, you can sometimes forget that he is still a comedian. But I do think it's really intimately connected, his impulse to kind of bring people together around questions of the mysteries of the universe. For him, it's very relatable to the impulse to get on a stage and make people laugh. I think he thinks of them as the same kind of thing that really animates all of his thinking.
Because one thing that occurs to me is that there seems to be a wave of people in comedy, you being one of them, who want to, like, no, I want to do things in a way that isn't injuring people and is, like, respectful to the world. And
right.
Because there's this old attitude that I heard being expressed a lot more in the past that was, fuck them if they can't take a joke, and, like, what it is to do comedy is to flout social rules and to be the bad guy and the rebel, and so, like, by definition, if I'm making you cringe, I'm on the right side. And now I see you and all these people who talk openly about like how to not injure the world, how to be more sustaining of things.
It's tricky because like I do defend people's rights to make ugly jokes. Because again, I have a hang up for getting attached to our own purity. So it's always a good idea in my experience to sit in the middle. Like, let's look to the future. I have a lot of content out there. Is there a world where somebody finds something modern day 2034 unwoke that I said on my talk show and I can't host the 97th annual Oscars? Right. Or I'm sure there's more than that. Yeah, probably. Yeah. So what are we going to do? I just think it's really, really helpful to sit in the middle with everything. Is the Bible true or is it a myth? Well, yeah, sure. Is there a God or is there nothing? Yeah. Are we human or are we souls? Uh-huh. It's so liberating. It doesn't get many clicks. None. And that's okay. Not going for clicks.
Pete Holmes's new book is called Comedy, Sex, God. He visited Interfaith Alley at Kennedy Airport with the New Yorker's Andrew Marantz. And they stopped by all four places of worship there, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, and Muslim.
I'd like to think that the exclusion of Eastern faiths were not sad, but because they asked them and they were like, we're good. I think you have what now? Four rooms? All right. Hope that's working out for you.